Okay, today is Daf Lamed Zayin. We're on line Lamed Vav Amud Beis, second to bottom line. Yehuda Maihi. What's the story with Yehuda? Why was Yehuda, what the Gemara said, that Yehuda was Mekadesh Shem Shemayim for Hesia? What's that about? So, it doesn't mean Yehuda really, it means a Shevet Yehuda. So Maihi, what's that about? Titania, Hayarab Meir Omer, Kisha Amdu Yisrael Aliyam. When the Bnei Yisrael was standing by the Yam, Hayu Shvatim Menatzchin Ze Ze. The Shvatim were quarreling with each other. Ze Omer Ani Yorid Chil Liyam. I want to jump in first. Ze Omer Ani Yorid Chil Liyam. I want to jump in first. Kafatz Shifto Shel Binyamin. The Shevet of Binyamin jumped. The Yorid Liyam Tchila. They went into the Yam first. This version, nobody knows this version. No, you know, I don't know why. It's a Gemara. It's a man. It's a Shita. Shemar. It says. This is a pasuk in Tehillim. Sham Binyamin Tzair Rodim. Right. Al Tikri Rodim Ella Rod Yam went down into the sea. They're the first ones that did it. For how Yisara Yehuda and the officers of Yehuda Rogmim Osam, they threw stones at them. Shemar, like it says, Sara Yehuda Rogmim Osam. Lefikach, therefore. Zocha Binyamin HaTzadik, Binyamin HaTzadik was Zocha, V'nase Ushpizchan L'Gvura, to be the guest of Hashem, because the Beit HaMikdash is built in Shevet Binyamin.
Is this the guy who walked up to his neck and then the wood?
No, that's not him at all. This is somebody, anonymous people from Shevet Binyamin. The funny thing is, that Sifri in Zos HaBracha says that the reason why the Beit HaMikdash is built in Binyamin is because Binyamin was born in Eretz Yisrael. So it's another reason. This reason, no one even knows this story because we know the next story. Shemar, like it says, Ubenk
says. Started by saying that this is the
correct. Have a little patience for about 20 more seconds, and you'll answer question will be answered.
Okay.
Shemar, like it says, Ubenk seifav shachem, right, and between the shoulders is where he rested, right. It's also interesting. Not the whole Beit HaMikdash is in Binyamin Tchelek. Not the whole thing. It's like it straddles Binyamin and Yehuda. That's a funny thing also. Right? Anyway, I don't know if it's specifically. The Ulam, the Heichal, the Kodesh Kedashim is in Binyamin. But the rest of the Harabayis and the Lishkas and the Azaras, that's in Yehuda. But the point is, the holy places are in Binyamin. Okay. I'm a lower Yehuda. No, no kachal yamais. That's not what happened. You have the whole story wrong. Ella ze omar and the oritchila liam. Each shevet. I'm not going in there. I'm not walking into an ocean. I'm not doing that. Ze omar ain't any oritchila liam. I'm not doing that. Kafatz nachshon ben aminadav. Nachshon ben aminadav jumped. The yorad liam tchila. He went into the yam first. And what happened when he went into the yam? And then what happened? And then it split by itself. It split by itself. Yeah?
I think so.
Then why does the pasuk say, Vashem Amar Lemoshe, Hashem said to Moshe, Harein mesmatch al hayam ubeka'ehu. Lift your staff and hit the yam. It's already split. Hear that, Kasha?
Yeah.
So, the Marsha says it only split for Nachshon. And Nachshon was willing to do that, willing to be a gibor and risk his life. Not for him, it's split. No one else. So Moshe, then Hashem told Moshe, by the way, now you can do it. See what Nachshon did? Now you can do it for everyone else. Hit the yam. It's unbelievable. Fart. Think about it. Your whole life, everybody knows the story with Nachshon. And everybody knows the pasuk says Moshe was told by Hashem to hit this. What's going on here? Right?
I understand. Okay. It wouldn't have been a bigger nest if they would have if just split without hitting the yam. I mean, it's the same thing as
who? What?
Why isn't it the same thing as hitting a cellar where Moshe got punished?
Who said it's not?
So here you see they're getting rewarded for hitting the yam, and here you say...
But that ain't rewarded.
Then split because he hit it, according to the Gemara.
Okay. No, the Gemara doesn't say a word about that. The Gemara says that Nachshon went in, he was the only one that... Thank you. He was the only one that wanted to do it, and he went in. And Marsha asked, but the Torah says that Moshe was told to hit it. How do you reconcile that? So the question's a lot better than the answer, no? Interesting question. Okay.
So as soon as he walked in, then after he finished, then it went back?
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly how that happened.
I mean, it's very.
Shinemar, like, it's just an interesting question. Your whole life, you know these stories, and you don't what? You need someone to point it out. What the answer is, I don't know. So the Marshal says it only slif and nachshon. How does that exactly work? I don't know. Shinemar, it says sivavuni kichachas Ephraim umirma beis Yisrael v'Yehuda ad raid kel v'alav. Okay, Meforish b'Kabbalah, we have a pasuk in Navi. Hosheini Elokim kibo mayim ad nefesh tavati biven mitzula ve'ein ma'amad. Al tishtefeini shibolas mayim ve'al tiv le'eini mitzula. Fine. Okay. Ba'os Hashah, at that time, haya Moshe ma'arich b'tzvila. Moshe was davening. Om Allah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yididai. What? Yididi. My beloved, my Tavum bayam v'atam arich b'tfil l'fanai. You davening? So I'm a l'fanav. Ribbono shalom. Ma biyadilasos. What else should I do? What should I do besides daven? I'm a lo dabra el b'nei tzol v'yisol. Move. V'ata harei mitzmatcha unateyes yadcha. Right? And go hit it. L'fikach. Therefore, zocha Yehuda lasos b'mshala b'yisrael. And for that, Yehuda was zocha to be the leader in Klal Yisrael. Shneur, like it says, v'hoisa Yehuda lekadcho Yisrael mamshalosav. Ma tam hoisa Yehuda lekadcho v'Yisrael mamshalosav. Why was that? Mamshalosav means a ruler. Mishum dahaya dahayam ra vayanos, because the sea split.
Who was drowning?
What?
Who was drowning?
The Mitzrayim.
They weren't in. They followed him.
Yeah. So who was drowning? That's a good question.
You said the Jews. Who's drowning?
Who's drowning?
Who the Jews?
Yeah. What Jews?
Right, supposed to
say
Jews.
Huh?
Nobody's in the water yet.
Nachshon and maybe someone else.
Nachshon wasn't drowning.
What happened to his neck? I feel like
So. Yeah, it's a good question. It's a good question. I know we think that Yehuda got the malchus for other reasons, right?
Exactly. Not
because of this.
Not because of this.
So I don't know.
Yeah, it's
off the list. What? Yeah, it's a list, exactly. Tanya, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, E.F. Shalomar, we're going back to Hargreaves and Arevo. E.F. Shalomar, you can't say that Levi Lamata, that Levi was down below in the center of the valley, Shekfar Nemar Lamala, because Levi's listed as one of the Shvatim to be up on top of the mountains. The E.F. Shalomar Lamaila, and you can't say that they should be on top, Shekfar Nemar Lamata, because it says that they were below. Okay, so how do you reconcile that? So the answer is, the first answer of the Gemara is, Ziknei Kuhuna Ulevia Lamata. Yeah, the Zikanim were below. Fahashar Lamala, but the rest of the Shevet was up on top. Rabbi Yishaya Omer, Kol HaRoyu L'Sharet Lamata. Anybody who was Roy to serve, meaning anybody from 30 to 50 was below. Fahashar Lamala, and the rest of them were on top of the mountain. Look at the Tosvos of E.F. Shar, right? The second Tosvos. Tosfos says Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi gives a third answer. Reb Shimon Omer, Shimon v'Levi, Mas Shimon kulu lamala, af Levi kulu lamala, right? That if Shimon was up the whole tribe, so Levi also the whole tribe. I manim bekayim hadain, right? Tinia neged akahanim v'halevim. What about the fact that we know that the pasuk says Levim were down below? How could the whole tribe be up there and also some be down there? Oh, Kedamar of Yeshua ben Levi. Be'eshem v'arboa makomos ha-kahanam nikro olevim. There are 24 places of the kahanam ha-kolevim. V'zeh echad mehem. This is one of them. Kahanam ha-levim b'nei tzadok, which is another one of them. So really, there were no levim down below. Just kahanam. Why does the Torah say the levim down below? Because it calls levim, kahanam levim. Why does the Bavli give that answer? Right? Obviously, the Bavli doesn't agree with that. So what are the 24 places? I don't know. Right? The Bava didn't agree with that answer. The Bava gave two other answers. Either it's only the Yechidim, right? That was one answer. Or the ones that are Roy to work. Either way, it's not everybody. Okay. Rabbi Omer, Elu ve'elu lamata hein omdim. Elu ve'elu. What does it mean? Elu. Elu ve'elu lamata hein omdim. Right. Both of them were down below. Right? Everybody was down below.
Right.
Nobody was up on the mountains. There was nobody. The whole nation was in the valley. Nobody was up on the mountains. Rather, hafchu p'neim klapei har b'grizim. Some turned toward har b'grizim. Upaschu b'bracha. Klapei har eval. Upaschu b'klala. So in other words, har b'grizim and har eval is not where you stand. It's where you face. How could that be? My al. But it says al har b'grizim. You should go al har b'grizim and al har eval. No, al b'samach. Al means next to. Kidatanya, like we learn, Venasata al hamareches levona zaka. You don't put it on top, you put it the levona next to.
So what's Kaif and I said?
What?
It was covered. They were under the mountain.
That's Bahar Sinai. This is Bahar Grizman Arevel.
Grizman, which he said Shamhekumaratskan.
That's Bahar Sinai. That's Bahar Sinai. Right? So Rebbe Omer al Basamuch al means next to. Ata Omer al Basamach. You said al means next to. Oenu ela al mamish. Maybe it means mamish on top. Well, kishom when it says visakosa al ha'aron, right? And you should cover it on the aron. No, havi Omer al Basamach. It must be next to the aron.
Well, isn't it also?
Yeah.
Where it says Yaakov says Mesa alai Rachel.
Yeah, that's a lie.
Yeah, that's right.
Owls is saying owls. So Tosfos, so there's a big Tosfos here, the next Tosfos, and he goes through all the places in the Torah where al means on and al means next to.
Al
means on.
Yeah, but
it can also mean next to.
Yeah.
Right?
But that's another example.
Right, okay.
That's the expression now.
Okay.
Al doesn't mean next to him. That's right. It means
next.
What?
Okay, any mathematicians in the room? Any mathematicians? No mathematicians in the room? No? Okay. If you be a mathematician, you're going to... If you're a mathematician, you'll appreciate the next Gemara. If not, your head's going to spin. So we have right here. Ready? Tana Rabbanan. No. Hafchu p'neim klal pehar grizim v'paschu bracha. Tana Rabbanan. Baruch b'klal. By the way, the Torah never says what the brachas are. Torah only lists klalos. The Gemara assumes that the brachas were the opposite of them. Right? If you look at Parshas Kisavo, there are only klalos listed there. Or this and or that and or this and or that. It doesn't say baruch this and baruch that. But we know it's al brachas and klalos. Okay. So, baruch b'klal, there's a bracha of a general, which is, baruch if you keep the whole Torah, asher yakim is called Torah hazos. If you keep the whole Torah, it's wonderful. Right? Baruch b'prat. And there are pratim. Keeping of aim is on the list, and not marrying someone else's wife, and doing strange things with behemoths, right? The list of klalim and pratim. Arur b'klal, arur b'prat. Right? How many is that? Four. Baruch, klal, baruch, prat. Arur klal, arur prat. That's four.
So it does say baruch in the
Torah? No, it doesn't. It does not say baruch in the Torah. But it says brachos and klalos. And then the Torah says, and here are the klalos. So we learn out if the brachos are also. And brachos have klal and prat, and the klalos have klal and prat. Lilmod, to learn. Lulame, to teach. Lishmar, to guard. And lasos, to do. How many is that? Four.
Then you have eight.
Hari arba. Arba. Four plus four.
It's eight.
Right, Hari Arba, that's four. So Arba of Arba is Hari Shimona. Four plus four is eight. Okay? So far we're up to eight. Shimona Vishmona. How do you get another eight? Right?
The inverse.
Hmm?
The one was on Hari 8.
No. So the four are Bracha Klala Klal Prat. That's four. That's four. That's only four. Bracha, klala, klal. Oh, bracha, klal, bracha, prat, ora, klal, ora, prat. That's four. The way the Gemara does it is, the way Rashi explains, is the next arba is each one of those to teach.
Oh, to teach each one of those.
That's another four. Then how do you get eight more to six? Eight more to 16? Lil mod la mod lishmar velasos. So that's 4 times 4 is 16. The Gemara calls it 8 and 8, 16. Yeah.
Same thing.
Right? There are four ideas. The four ideas are klala, bracha, klal, and prat. That's four. What?
And each of them has four components.
And each of them has four components, which is Lilmo, Lama, Lishma, Velasas. That's 16. Right? Hare, Sheshesre. That's 16. V'chein b'Sinai. And also in Sinai you have this idea. That's 32. V'chein b'Arvos Moav. And you also have it in Arvos Moav. That's 48. Shenamar, like it says, Eila divrei habris ha-shativa Hashem es Moshe. Uksiv, and it says, Ushmartem es divrei habris ha-zos. Nimtza, so if you do the math we just did, Memches brisos al kol mitzvah mitzvah. There are 48 brisos on each and every mitzvah. Okay? Why? Because each mitzvah was said three times. Right? And each mitzvah has 16 components. So 16 times 3 is 48. Good? Very good. Reb Shimon, by the way, Moti Hargrizim v'harevol umachnis olo moed shebamidbar. He changes the Hargrizim for the olo moed. Says, Tosvos on top. Hachi, listen to this. Hachi mitzayim lo b'Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, V'chein ha'yi Reb Shimon omer, Ein lecha kol dover v'dover min ha-Torah, she'en karos alav, tof kuf ayin vav. That's 576. Brisos. You have 576 brisos. Where'd you get that from? Shtei mesrei b'baruch, 12 of baruch. V'lo yandana amay yud beis. Where'd that 12 come from? V'shema maybe bris kineged kol shevet v'shevet. Each shevet is another bris. V'yud beis b'aru, v'yud beis b'klal, v'yud beis b'prat. Harei memches brisos. Lilmod lama lishma v'lasos. Harei kuf tzadik beis. It's 192 brisos. V'chein b'har sinai. V'chein b'aros moav. That comes out to 576. Don't worry, that's the smallest number we're gonna be learning now. They get a lot bigger. Ready? I think that's included, no? You only have to be careful about these. So like what's the whole shot of Hagrivim and Hagrivil anyway? What's the point in that? These are not even the top 11. I think there's 11 of them, right? 11 or 12. I don't know if these are the top 12. Not top 12. It doesn't say Baruch, they say Shema. It's not one of the 12. Right. What? It's the same day.
Right. So they did the whole Torah.
Correct. So then why are these singled out? I don't know. Why are these singled out? Right? I don't know. But there's a klal anyway of the whole Torah. One of the 12 is you keep the whole Torah.
We did that three times also.
What?
We did that three times.
Correct. Right, you're right. Ubeplugtu dahani tanoi. Like, if you think about it, this entire Amud now is on something that happened once in history, that's never going to happen again. With these numbers are going to get crazy. The Ubeplugtu dahani tanoi, the Tanya, Rabbi Shmuel Omer. So, it's actually a machlokas about this. Chlalos nemru b'sinai. At Har Sinai, Rabbi Shmuel says a fascinating thing. He says that only the chlalos were told at Har Sinai. In other words, at Har Sinai, Hashem said to the Bnei Israel, keep Shabbos. Yeah, what does that mean? Keep Shabbos. We'll get to it. Right? Shabbos is a very complicated thing. We'll get to it. Right? So only the Klolos was said at Har Sinai. Now, we all know, Rashi says in the first Rashi of Bahar, that no, the Klolos, the Protos, everything was said. That Rashi doesn't hold it, this Manda Amar. Right? Upratos ba'olo moe. The Protim was said later on, Throughout the 40 years in the Olam Moed. Rabbi Akiva Omer, no. Klalos u'pratos, nemru b'Sinai. The klalos u'pratos was said at Har Sinai, which is what we learn every year in Parshas Bahar. V'nishnu b'Olam Moed, they were repeated in Olam Moed. V'nishtal shalu b'Arvos Moav. And they were said a third time in Arvos Moav.
What did they have to repeat it for?
To learn chazer it over. Right? Imagine if we did this daf next week. Even me. You're prepared for it. It's like I'm looking at it for the first time. You have to constantly review. Okay. So look at Rashi. Rashi says right over here, V'nishtal shu b'arvos mov, v'pi Moshe v'Yisrael. By Moshe and Yisrael. Moshe and Yisrael. Tanakam is svir leik kor b'shmol. Tanakam ahozak kor b'shmol. Hilkach therefore, har sinai v'ol moed chadahu. That's the same thing. It's only one. Why is it only one? Because it was the klalos and the protos took 40 years. Or whatever, 30, whatever number of years. Because only the klalos was at har sinai, not the protos. V'Rabbi Shimon Svir Leik Rabbi Akiva Hilkach Treinenu. So you have an extra time because Har Sinai and the Olam Moed are counted as two. Fine. Then we say like this: Ve'en lecha kol davar mitzvah, kol davar mitzvah mitzvah, shektuva b'torah. There's no mitzvah in the Torah. Shelo nichrusu aleha arbaim v'shmona brisos. There's no, every mitzvah has 48 brisos. What does that mean, 48 brisos? What does that mean? What does that mean? That means every mitzvah comes with lilmod, lamod, lishmor, lasos, and plus klal, prat, brachas, kol. Right? What does that all mean? What does that mean? Reb Shimon Yehuda Omer Ish Kfar Akko Omer No. Reb Shimon Ein Lecha Mitzvah Mitzvah Shektuva BaTorah Shelo Nichrusu Aleha Arbaim Ushmona Brisos 48 Shel Sheish Meos Elef Ushloshes Alafim VeChamesh Meos VeChamishim Plus 603,550, which is the number of Jews, men between the ages of 20 and 60, that were there and got that bris. So it's 48 times 603,000. Okay? Yeah. Now, the Ein Yaakov asks such an unbelievable kasha, such a bomb kasha, that number...
I thought 600,000 left.
603,000, 550.
No, 600,000 left.
No, who said? 603,550. The Ein Yaakov asks, but what about Shevet Levi? He's not included in the 603,000. So, but they were by Harry Gwizim Arevel. So how could there be a number and not include them? They're Jews like everyone else. That's a good question. So he answers that what's this idea that this, if every mitzvah has 603,000 plus a certain number of plus 40 times 48, whatever, what does that mean? That's the din of arvus. I'm responsible for you. Every time I do a mitzvah, I'm responsible for you. He says even though that only happened at arvus moav, he says it's because of the egel. And since Levium didn't sin at the Eagle, they're not included in this. I don't know. It's a good question. It's a very good question.
What's that? 28,940,000?
We're not done. We're not done. We're going to get a lot more than that. Amar Rebbe. Rebbe said, L'divei Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, Ish kfar akush, Amar Mishum Reb Shimon, Ein lecha kol mitzvah mitzvah sheba Torah, you have no mitzvah, Shalom nichrusu aleha arbaam u'shmona brisos, shal shesh meos, elef, u'shalosh etalofim, v'chamesh meos v'chamishim. You have no mitzvah. It doesn't come with 603,550.
Each one?
Didn't Nimtza, didn't he just say the exact same thing? My Benayu, what's the difference?
50.
What's the difference? What?
50,
no, same number. What's the difference? He said the exact same thing? No. Amr of Misharshia, Arva, Ik Benayu. How many times removed is this din of Arvas? How many times removed is this din of arvus? That's the Gemara's question. That's the difference. What does that mean? So look at Rashi. Rashi says, it's a long Rashi. Amar of Mishashia, arva da arva, arva va arva da arva. Im nase kol echad arev al arvaso shel chavero. Is each one an arev on the arev of his friend? What does that mean? Olo or not? What does that mean? Reb Shimon ben Yehuda Savar, lo nase kol echad arev al chavero. I have to make sure that you keep the mitzvahs. That's what arevus means, right? I'm responsible for you. Nimtza kol echad ve'echad arev al memches brisos. Therefore, there are 48 brisos. Al kol echad ve'echad for each and every Jew. That's 603,000 times 48, which is how much?
28 million.
Aval. Lo nase kol echad ve'echad orev al arvus shel chaveru. But you're not responsible for the responsibility of someone else. Okay? Ela al chovaso shel chaveru. No, I'm just responsible for you. But I'm not responsible for the fact that you're responsible for him. The asa Rabbi Lameimar. No. L'liv Rabbi Shimon. Shebo lamanos es brisos ha'arvus. Yesho lamanos arbor mushmona brisos shel shishem ribui. It's the right lekol echad ve'echad uvechal echad ha'ele yeshishim ribui shekulam is arvu zebeze al chavasam ve'al ruvasam. It's another 603,000. Nimtza kol echad mekabel alav arvus shal shishim ribui b'shivul chavas shal chaveru. I have 603,000 people I'm responsible for. The kol echad mishishim ribui halalu, and each one of these 600,000. Kiba olav brisos shishim ribui accepted upon themselves another 600,000. B'shvil arvus shenis arvu echav al chaveru v'zeh kibel olav af arvus shel arvu. Arvas. Arvas of double Arvas. What number does that come out to be?
36 million.
No.
No,
50.
36 million.
No, it's 28 million times.
So according to Tosfos, Tosfos of Amar Misharshia. Amar Misharshia. No, it's much more than that. Amar Misharshia. Kimiduma dahachi by the mamma, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, kiba alav, kol echad mi Yisrael, letariag mitzvos, each one accepted upon themselves, kuf tzadik ches, ribuye ribuyos, v'ches alafim ribos. How much is that?
I don't know.
V'tariag ribos, v'sheva alafim umasayim, britzos, l'sheish mios, elef, v'shosh alav, v'chamishim, v'chamesh mios, v'shvil aravason. Yeah, I don't know what that means, I don't know what these numbers mean. In the Masifta, he said, in the back of the Tosfos there, he said that it's 17,700,000,000. 17,700,000,000. For every mitzvah you do, you have seven, according to, if it's double, if the Arvus is doubled, right, I'm not responsible for you, but I'm also responsible for the fact that you're responsible. The double Arvus, it comes out that every mitzvah that you do has 17,700,000,000 brisos.
What does that mean exactly?
What does that mean? I have no idea. I have no idea, but it's just cool. What?
If you're a mathematician.
Right. Yeah.
There's a Tosfos talk.
Exactly. It's amazing, right? There's nothing else to talk about. It's amazing.
28 times 10.
What?
Correct.
Correct. Correct. It's true. Just go to show. You don't understand the importance of a mitzvah. Do a mitzvah. Look what comes attached with a mitzvah. It's amazing. You know?
Is there anything practical out of this thing?
Yeah, the take-home message is, look at the value of a mitzvah.
Because there's so much attachment.
Right? I can tell you another value, which people are not going to want to hear, which is that every time you do a mitzvah, the whole Klai Yisrael sort of is like with you. And there's sort of a connection between every single Jew. Not just Jews that are like you. Every single Jew. Right? Not just Jews that daven with you and look like you and have the same hashkafas as you. Even if they have totally hashkafas, you can't stand those hashkafas. They're still included. Right? Yeah, right? Yeah.
But you still have
that's a deeper take home message. I'm not even going to go there.
No, even if you still have the mitzvah, even if you're doing it.
Correct.
Me, I still got to do it.
Correct. But the point is that we have some kind of a connection, right? The best muscle is the part of your body. Right? If you need medicine on your finger, because something's wrong with your finger, your whole body will benefit from that. Not just a finger, right? Only my finger, I don't have to care about that. No, that's ridiculous. So the Jewish people are the same exact way, right? Okay. Next. Darish Rabbi Yehuda ben Nachmeni, miturgmine, Reb Shimon ben Lakish, kol parsha kula, lo nemer el benoi v'no efes. The entire Parsha of Kisavo there, all 11 klolos are just about adultery. Even though there are things on that list that have nothing to do with adultery. For example, Ar ish ashiyase pesel maseicha. Curses the man who makes an idol. That doesn't mean he makes an idol, it means he commits adultery. Right? But Ar sagile, what, a curse is good enough for this guy? That's what you do with somebody who does a terrible aveira, you give him a curse? No. Ela zeha ba'ala erva. It means arayos.
Maybe he wants to break down the yard by Yahweh there.
One second. For Holid Ben, what happened? What happened? So you had a wrong relationship. You had a son. You don't want to have that. You can't bring that son to shul. You can't bring him to shul. What do you do with him? Get rid of him, right? For Halach Lebein Ovdei Kochavim. You send him off to some orphanage somewhere, and he grows up like a goy. Va'avar Averos over the Kochavim, right? Va'over the Avodas Kochavim, and he becomes an idol worshiper. Arurin aviv v'imo shalzeh shikach garmelo. Look what happened. That's sin. Cause that. So the Gemara stops, but Rashi goes through all three. Rashi goes through all of them. It's the last Rashi before the lines. The Lord, I have to go through it. Eish es ish. Rashi starts off. Vlad mamzer. The Vlad's a mamzer, right? Umitok bushaso sheaser lava bekahal ve'ena motzi isha who holech lebein ovdei kochavim. They get rid of this because nothing to do with him. There's nothing to do with him. They can't bring him around to the yeshiva. They can't do that. He's a mamzer. So they get rid of him somewhere. So that's a terrible life for that boy, right? And it goes on and on and on. The chen dorish is kulon. Kol achas lefi pshata o social arayas. Kigon. Shochev imchotanto. Ve'esh azaviv. Ve'em achoso. Kulon ve'esh azish. Right? Then he says, shochev imaisa behema. It's all a reference to adultery. All the whole list. Okay.
Okay, so Are they being critical about how we treat a mom? This is just
no, they're saying this is going to happen.
It's the consequence.
Mom's a tough one. It's a tough mitzvah. It's a tough halacha. But it's not criticizing. That's what they're going to do. They have nothing to do with him. They can't bring him to shul. They can't raise him like a regular kid. He has no one to marry Lamaisa. So what do they do? They'll send him off somewhere. And he'll grow up and he won't be Jewish.
Put him in a separate class.
There's nothing wrong with him. He's not a thing wrong with him.
He's not a leper.
He's not a leper, but...
There's nothing he did.
What? 100%. But see what he said. The parents are embarrassed. That's the vart. The parents are embarrassed. Look what we did. We got a mom's here. So they get rid of him. Right? Nothing wrong with him. Tana Rabbanan. V'nasata es habracha ha'agrizim v'saklala. Ma Talmud Lomar. Hey, we're going to be done now. Ma Talmud Lomar. Why does it say this? Im lulamed shete bracha ha'agrizim v'aklala ha'al-evil ha'rei k'far nemar. It already said that. Eli yamdu levarach es ha'am ha'agrizim. Uksiv it says, v'eli yamdu ala klala bar-evil. Ella lahakdim bracha laklala. Right, the brachas go first. Shekol yachal. I would think yehi kol abrachos kodemas laklalas. All the brachas should go first. Right, we'll rattle off all the brachas. Then we'll rattle off all the klalas. No, it didn't work that way. Talmud lomar bracha uklala. Bracha achas kodemas laklala. Vein kol abrachos kodemas laklalas. How did it work? Bracha whoever doesn't do that. Whoever doesn't do that avera. Or if you do that avera. Bracha whoever doesn't do the following. Klala, if you do the following. That's how it went. Back and forth. Ulahakish bracha leklala, lo melacha. Ma klala b'leviim, af bracha b'leviim. It was done by the leviim. Right, the Yerushalmi said it was done by the kahanim, but the Bavli says it was done by the leviim. Ma klala b'kol ram, af bracha b'kol ram. It was done out loud. Ma klala b'lashon hakodesh, af bracha b'lashon hakodesh. Right? Ma klala b'klalu prat, af bracha b'klalu prat. Ma klala elu ve'elu omrim onin ve'omrim amen. Af bracha elu ve'elu onin ve'omrim amen. Okay, no, it's early. I'm sorry.
You're fine.
Sorry, shalom.
So we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Tomorrow, the next two dafs are all about brachas kahanim. And after that, there's no more about sota. Then about kilchas kriyas haTorah, davening, all these kinds of things. All right, till. I'm up to the next mission. I don't know what goes out after that.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day. Hi.